Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today's episode, we're talking about staying out of jail. No, we're not talking about any kind of criminal act. We're talking about keeping your money out of financial prison. I was talking today to an investor who bought a property in the heart of downtown Toronto. As you can imagine, property in the heart of the downtown of any major city, whether we're talking about London, New York, Tokyo, Toronto, is going to be a very expensive property. And this investor's concept was to take the property, currently about 1,200 square feet, expand it to about 1,800 square feet, spending about $300,000 in the renovation, and making the total investment about $1.5 million. She then intended to take the property and put it on the rental market at about $5,000 a month. She's going to bring $500,000 in cash to the table and service the rest as debt. The problem is that $1.5 million property, even one that's earning $5,000 a month in rent, is not going to cover the operating cost and the debt service. This property is going to be negative cash flow. And whenever you have a property that's not generating positive cash flow, that's called a prison for your money. That $500,000 of cash tied up in the property forever until you sell the property, hoping, of course, that you can sell the property at a profit. Some investors have gotten so used to the fact that property values have gone up year after year after year, they become numb to the possibility that property values could ever fall. We all know that real estate markets are cyclical. Now, they rarely, if ever, crash completely, meaning they don't really destroy massive quantities of value, but they do go down sometimes. If that cycle were to occur at a point in time when the mortgage comes due for renewal, the borrower at that time may have to bring hundreds of thousands of dollars to the table simply to hold on to the property. A few days ago, we talked about rural properties potentially being a prison for your money, for a completely different reason. Rural properties have the problem that they can sometimes be not very liquid. That is to say, they can be very difficult to sell because there simply isn't as much demand for a rural property as there might be in the core of a major city. So a property like this one in the heart of downtown Toronto, I am firmly convinced, properly priced, would sell very, very quickly. It would be a very liquid investment. But a liquid investment doesn't guarantee you're going to make money. At the end of the day, the numbers still need to work. And if you're going to be holding the property for a long period of time, you have to be able to handle the negative cash flow, if that's what you are setting it up to do, or you want to make sure that you're making an investment that's going to generate positive cash flow. People who invest purely as an equity play are making a very dangerous investment. So hopefully this is not you. And in the meantime, I'd love for you to go out, make some awesome things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.